1983. We're definitely going to be revisiting this album to highlight this very seminal act that came out of Quebec. But on this episode, we're just going to play one selection from it, their rendition of Money.
Actually, I believe it's a different song.
Well, it's not the Money you're thinking of.
Oh, no, no, not the famous Money, It's What I Want.
No, I think this is still a cover. Well, you know what? Let's listen to it and find out for ourselves. Listeners, we're going to take you on a little Blue Oil journey.
Okay, and I'm sorry for misinterpreting you.
Dave, you're forgiven.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, hopefully you enjoy this music from an obscure punk band from the early 80s out of Quebec. This is Blue Oil with Money.
well. I was meditating in the Volvo in the woods. Near the dock, we stuffed his mouth with a sock, and it was gruesome at the time. We cast him out like a fishing line. Cast him to the water in Lake Tomogamy. We were freaking out because he was really gone. Then we turned on the car and listened to our favorite song till the battery it died. We had both halified ourselves far away, far away, far away from Lake Tomogamy. I'm not sorry, I'm just scared. Deep in the forest, I met a woodpecker. Asked him why he pecks the same place on the wood to make a hole. Put my hands to his beak, and I asked for him to speak into my fingertips until they disappeared. And if that didn't work, I'd cut them off and feed them. Feed them to the fishes that like them on me. Hide the weapon under.
You have been tuned in to CGM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and just calling back that last block, we ended off with brand new music from Spoon from an EP that they had just dropped called Memory Dust. We heard She's Fine, You're Mine, and those are some songs that they recorded during the sessions for Lucifer on the Sofa that just didn't fit the album proper and were collected in the small EP. A great little package with Spoon exploring some new sounds, including blues on this particular one.
Yeah, a really great track. What was the title? She's Fine, She's Mine?
She's Fine, She's Mine.
Before that, we heard music from Tiny Baby.
Tiny Baby. We heard the title track from their EP, Lake Tamagotchi, that was released back in 2017. This group hasn't released anything since 2020. Hopefully that changes soon. The group does hail from Toronto and are fantastic. Before that, we heard the lo-fi sounds of Liquids from their PSA EP. We heard Bitter End. Then we heard some music out of Cincinnati by way of Wales. We heard Motorbike. They have a self-titled album out now, which is fantastic. Really sort of grungy, very heavy material, but really indebted to great punk rock. And even, I know I'm saying this because of the band's name, but there is a little bit of evocation of Motorhead. A little bit.
And we heard the track Throttle from that release.
Mm-hmm.
We had music from Montreal's Private Lives before that. We heard the self-titled track from their upcoming, not self-titled. We heard the track from their album of the same title, hit record. We heard the title track.
We heard the title track of that hit record of theirs, hit record.
The self-titled titled track of their title record.
You've blown my mind, Dave.
Hit record. Okay. Anyways, great stuff from Private Lives. We heard something from them last week. Really great album. We both really enjoy. And then we started off with the sounds of Blue Oil. The first female punk band to come out of Quebec in the early 80s, there's a new compilation out through the Supreme Echo label, which is a really cool label that digs really deep and puts out obscure, hard-to-find, previously unreleased punk stuff from Canada, and they always do a really great job. And this is their newest release, which is coming out in May. It's Blue.
What do you mean it came out in May?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it already has been released. But Blue Oil, 1981 to 1983 is the title of the album, and it collects all their recordings as their existence of a band.
Mm-hmm. And we should mention the track we heard was Money, and I was wrong. Dave was right. It actually wasn't original. I thought it was a cover from another obscure punk band, but it turned out not to be the case. My apologies. To make this up, I think I'm going to play some more Blue Oil next week. In fact, next week we should also mention we're going to have a very special episode where we're going to be paying tribute to one of our favorite records, the self-titled debut record of the New York Dolls. It's celebrating a massive anniversary this year, and we're going to be celebrating 50 years of that record. Next week on Revolution Rock, we're going to play the entirety of the record, but with some alternative mixes, some live versions of the songs featured on it. So you're going to want to stay tuned and check that out next week.
Okay, and that pretty much does it. Cowboys and Indies is up next here on CJAM, and then there's lots of great music to take you through the late night hours. We're going to end off with a track from, a band we saw.
Yeah, we mentioned they performed at the African World Festival last night, Funkadelic. We're going to be hearing something from their fantastic album, Maggot Brain. We're going to hear Back in Our Minds. And that's how we're ending off this edition of Revolution Rock.
Oh. in, hitting snooze as soon as the alarm bell rings, dozing off while the gaslight dims. Gotta feel alright about feeling done in. Just stay asleep. Maybe my dreams will
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.